This is Kent Newsom. Welcome to the September 22nd, 2006 edition of the Newsom.org Rancho Cast. No particular theme tonight, just some good music. I'll play some good rare, old, hard-to-find vinyl like I've been doing in a little while, but I've got to start out with one off a CD I just bought. About a week or so ago, I posted on my blog at Newsom.org a post about my two great musical mysteries. One of those mysteries I had solved that day just by luck. When I was flicking through XM radio on the way home from work, I flicked across the 60s channel, and I heard a song that I remembered from when I was a kid, and I've been trying for years to remember who did that song, and I found out, and it was great, and I posted about it. And then I wrote about my then other remaining musical mystery, which was the song that I remember hearing from back in the mid-80s when I was living in Nashville on the Vanderbilt radio station, which back then was a great station. And it was a song that the chorus went, "I wish I'd killed John Wayne." I didn't know who did that song. I thought it was a local band, maybe somebody I had heard just around Nashville. And I posted about it. And Matthew Ingram, my buddy, knew or found out who it was and said, "Hey, I think it was Guadalcanal Diary." And that's really odd because I've got a bunch of Guadalcanal Diary records, and I've saw them in concert a couple of times back in the day, but I just did not associate them with that song. And I had searched on allmusic.com and Google and Amazon and everywhere in the world, and I didn't find it. And I guess the reason I didn't was because it was on their first EP from 1983 called Watusi Rodeo, which shows up in allmusic.com on a different list than their albums. Their first full-length album was Walking in the Shadow of the Big Man, which is a fine record on its own. I'll play a song off of it later, too. But off their first EP back from 1983, they had a song called John Wayne, which is the very song that I was trying to find. So thanks to my buddy Matthew for hooking me up with that musical mystery. And it turns out that Rhino, being the great releaser of great music that it is, has released a version of the Guadalcanal Diary's first record, Walking in the Shadow of the Big Man, that has on the end of it the five or six songs off of that first EP. So the good news is I was able to order that record. Oddly enough, I already had Walking in the Shadow of the Big Man on CD, but I was willing to buy it again just to get the Watusi Rodeo EP, which is on the end of this new release or newer release from Rhino. So here, at long last, on the Rancho Cast, is a song called John Wayne by Guadalcanal Diary that was the second of my musical mysteries. And I'm delighted to know who it is. I'm going to play it for you right now. Mighty fine song, John Wayne by Guadalcanal Diary, here on the Newsom.org Rancho Cast.
Top-notch gun in this town. That was before the Duke started hanging around. I wish I'd killed John Wayne. Clayton Moore's got one foot in the grave. Silver bullets dull with rust. John Wayne thinks he's got one up on us all. No one made him bite the dust like they made me. I wish I killed John Wayne. I wish I killed John Wayne. Hear me, if revenge can reach beyond the grave,
I know you won't get far in the other world. We're gonna meet again someday on the dark and lonely streets of heaven. That's where I'll get my final wish. Over and over, I'll put a gun in your face. Pull the trigger just like this.
I wish I killed John Wayne. Kill John Wayne. Kill John Wayne. Kill John Wayne. Kill John Wayne.
Guadalcanal Diary was founded back in the early 80s. They came out of the Georgia scene. They're often talked about as part of that great Athens, Georgia scene that spawned REM and the B-52s and a bunch of other good bands. But actually, Guadalcanal Diary was from Marietta, Georgia, which is close, but not exactly Athens. It's more of a Marietta's a suburb of Atlanta. They had the EP from 1983, on which the John Wayne song I just played was on. Their first full-length record was in 1984, and it was called Walking in the Shadow of the Big Man. And their song, Watusi Rodeo, that most people have heard, was on both. And Trail of Tears was a single that was off of their first one, Walking in the Shadow of the Big Man. But I'm going to play one that's not as well known. It's the title track. It's the ninth track, Walking in the Shadow of the Big Man, Part 1. This is off of the first full-length record of the Marietta, Georgia band, Guadalcanal Diary. A twofer here on the Rancho Cast.
Thank you.
That's a really good sound. I don't know if it's ever been used in a movie before, but I tell you what, if I were scoring a movie or doing the music for a movie, I'd dadgum sure think of a way to use that. That's a great vibe. I love that sound. Again, Guadalcanal Diary from 1984. Another record I bought recently is one by Country Joe McDonald. I found it on CD. I was going to buy it on LP, and I went and checked, and it's his first record. I believe it's his first solo record from 1970 called Tonight I'm Singing Just For You. It has a great album cover, great vibe to it. And the amazing thing about this record is, you know, Country Joe did sort of psychedelic rock, the I Think I'm Fixing to Die Rag with the Country Joe and the Fish and stuff like that, but he was always kind of a country guy. At least that's the way I always thought of him. And his first, or at least one of his first, the first one I'm aware of, solo record, Tonight I'm Singing Just For You, is a straight-ahead country record, and it sounds really good. He does a bunch of covers. He does Tiger by the Tail. He does Ring of Fire. He does Crazy Arms. And he does this one, Heartaches by the Number. This is off 1970 record, Tonight I'm Singing Just For You, Country Joe McDonald. Some old stuff you probably haven't heard before here on the Newsom.org Rancho Cast. Check it out.
Heartache number one was when you left me. I never knew that I could feel this way. And heartache number two was when you came back again. You came back but never meant to stay. Now I've got heartaches by the number, troubles by the score. Every day you love me less, each day I love you more. Yes, I've got heartaches by the number, a love that I can't win. But the day that I stop counting, that's the day my world will end. Heartache number three was when you called me, said that you were coming home to stay. With hopeful heart I waited for your knock on the door. I waited, but you must have lost your way. Now I've got heartaches by the number, troubles by the score. Every day you love me less, each day I love you more. Yes, I've got heartaches by the number, a love that I can't win. But the day that I stop counting, that's the day my world will end.
You know, another band that I liked from about the same general era was Dr. Hook and the Medicine Show. They're most famous for On the Cover of the Rolling Stone, which I still today think is an excellent song. They had some other hits, Sylvia's Mother, Freaking at the Freaker's Ball. I'm going to play one off their second record, Sloppy Seconds, from 1972. They did a record of all Shel Silverstein songs. For people who don't know who Shel Silverstein was, he was a phenomenal songwriter, quite a personality. He also wrote books. Just a very multi-talented guy, kind of an odd dude, but made some great music, great songs, and this is one of his. This is called Things I Didn't Say. It's the fourth track on the record. Things I Didn't Say, it's not a single, but probably haven't heard it before, but that's the purpose of the Rancho Cast, is to let you hear some good music you haven't heard. Things I Didn't Say from Dr. Hook and the Medicine Show, a little country rock here on the Rancho Cast.
I didn't say, don't do it, babe, when she packed up to go. I didn't say, come back here, honey,
and try with me once more. And when she asked me if I loved her, I just turned away. She's gone, and now I'm hearing all the things I didn't say. I didn't say, I'm sorry, babe. 'Cause half the fault was mine. I didn't say, we'll work it out. Time. I said, if that's the way you want it, I won't stand in your way. She's gone, and now I'm hearing all the things I didn't say. I didn't take her in my arms, kiss away her tears. I didn't say, my life don't mean a thing if you ain't here. I thought of all the many games I'd be free to play, but all I do is listen to the things I didn't say. I didn't say, you take off your coat, I'll make some coffee and we'll talk. I didn't say, throw it away. It's such a long and lonely endless walk. I said goodbye, good luck, and God bless you. Then she slipped away and left me here to live with all the things I didn't say. And now I guess she'll never hear the things I didn't say.
I really enjoyed Dr. Hook. They have some good records. I have their first two. We had a post on the blog this week where I talked about my favorite live records of all time. I posted my 10 favorites up there. Go check it out and post some of your favorites. And I got some good recommendations. Nick Carr recommended a Roxy Music record that I've never heard. Somebody recommended a couple of Kiss live records. One of the records that I put on my list is Bob Seger and the Silver Bullet Band's Live Bullet, which I think is a phenomenal record. And I'm going to play right now my favorite song off of that record. And I got a special guest with me tonight to help me with the podcast. Cassidy's here, and she wants to introduce the next song.
This is Bob Seger doing a live version of Get Out of Denver.
I still remember it was all a man in blue and shining. Our 60 Cadillac was roaring through Nebraska riding. Doing 120, man, the fields was spinning over. Heading out for the mountains, knowing me was traveling further. Brother, she was burning.
while driving till we ran into some fog cover. We couldn't see a thing, somehow we just kept on going. We kept on driving all night long, we made it to the morning fog. And finally hit it when we looked to see where we was at. We're sailing in a Colorado State Police Patrol. And no, get out of Denver, he said, go, go. Get out of Denver, better go.
Okay, let's not get anybody get hurt, all right? We'll rock and roll for you. Come on. Let's just take it easy up front here. Can we rock and roll you one more? Can we please rock and roll you one more?
That's a good live sound. Let's play another live one. One of my favorite all-time live records is James Brown, one of his Live at the Apollo records. I'm going to play a little live James Brown right now, and I've got another guest tonight with me who I've never had on the podcast before. Delaney is here, and she wants to introduce the next song by one of her favorite artists.
This is Night Train by James Brown.
I said I love someone, but I know where I'm going to find them. Alibi!
Yeah.
Alibi!
Yeah.
Alibi!
Yeah.
For Night Train!
Yeah, 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 yeah. I believe there's some place that I
easy to take me home. Boston, Massachusetts. Boston, Massachusetts. And don't forget New Orleans, the home of the music.
Well, that's a good song. I like James Brown. He is the hardest working man in show business. He's got a lot of good live records, several from a different Apollo shows. So check it out. I got to play a little vinyl. You know, I almost made the Rancho Cast an all vinyl all the time podcast. As I've mentioned before, I've been buying hard to find and out of print records and converting them to MP3s. One of the records I bought specifically to do that is Leon Russell's 1984 record, Solid State. As far as I know, this record is completely out of print. It's on a small independent label. It's probably long since gone under. And I've only heard this record one time. A buddy of mine, Mark Barker, who I played one of his songs a couple weeks ago on the podcast, sent me a cassette of Solid State back in the 90s. And one of the songs on here that I really like is he does a version of Good Time Charlie's Got the Blues, and it's the best version of that song I've ever heard. And in my How to Convert LPs to MP3 post this past week, I talked about the fact that the quality of the record you start with is the single biggest factor in how the converted MP3 will sound. Well, I bought this record unused. In fact, I took the wrapper off of it when I got it, and I assumed it was going to be a really high-quality sound. Well, something went horribly wrong. Either it's a manufacturing defect or something, but this record sounded terrible. And so you're going to have to suffer through some static and some scratches. But I think it's worth it because I guarantee you, you will not hear this song anywhere but the Rancho Cast, because I've never heard this record but one time. In fact, when I decided I wanted to buy it on eBay, I had to wait a while for one to come available. And then I lost the first auction for one and then finally got one. And this is it. Again, it was a brand new record. At least a never opened record, but it sounds terrible, so bear with the static. It's worth it. This is Leon Russell from his 1984 record, Solid State, doing the best version of Good Time Charlie's Got the Blues that I've ever heard. Mighty fine music here on the Rancho Cast.
Some caught a plane to find the sunshine, leave the rain. They say this town will waste your time. Well, I guess they're right, it's a waste of mine. Some got away. Charlie's got the blues. Mm-hmm. though my heart keeps telling me you're not a kid at 43. You play around, you lose your wife. If you play too long, you lose your life. Well, I got my pills to ease the pain. Can't find a thing to stop the rain. Well, I'd love to try and settle down, but everybody's leaving town. Some gotta win, some gotta lose. Good time Charlie's got the blues. Charlie's got the blues.
That's pretty good sound, even if it does sound staticky and all scratched up for a record that I opened myself. I play with more vinyl. One of my favorite old time, at least when I say old time, I mean back in the 60s and 70s, country singers, is a guy named Stoney Edwards. And country music fans probably know who he is, but mainstream music fans probably don't. He's a great songwriter, great singer. I love his voice. I love his delivery. I love his the arrangements on his records. Interesting trivia about Stoney Edwards. You know, Charlie Pride gets all the run for being the first super popular black country singer. And I love Charlie Pride. Don't get me wrong. He earned every bit of that admiration and respect. But Stoney Edwards was doing it at least simultaneously. I don't know who came first, but Stoney Edwards has got a phenomenal voice. I just absolutely love his records. I have three of his records. One of his records is this one, which I got off on LP I bought from 1970, called A Country Singer. And I have another CD I got from Amazon where it has two of his records, you know, two for one deal on a CD. So some of Stoney Edwards you can get on CD. But I'm going to play one right now off of his 1970 record that I mentioned, Country Singer. And it's called I Bought the Shoes That Just Walked Out on Me. From, again, 1970s, a country singer, Stoney Edwards, here on the Newsom.org Rancho Cast.
A tavern girl was what you were the day I found you, but still I gave you all my love and built my world around you. I dressed you up in fancy clothes for the world to see, and I bought the shoes that just walked out on me. Yes, I bought the shoes that just walked out my door, and the rain on a hand that waved goodbye or evermore. And I bought the lipstick on her lips that Bagley set me free. And I bought the shoes that just walked out on me. Simple-minded, over-anxious me kept keeping on. Until at last my love for you became my worst enemy. And I bought the shoes that just walked out on me. Yes, I bought the shoes that just walked out my door. And the rain on a hand that waved goodbye forevermore. And I bought the lipstick on her lips that Bagley set me free.
bought the shoes that just walked out on me. Yes, I bought the shoes that just walked out on me.
It's good sound there. I like that. Stoney Edwards, good singer, good songwriter. All right, let's play another song I guarantee you've never heard before that you'll only get here on the Rancho Cast. I've played songs by the Buckets before in my friend Ray Halliday's band, which is probably now defunct. They were a South San Francisco alternative country band. Some of you folks from out the West Coast may remember them. I'll tell you what, Ray is one of my favorite songwriters of all time. They have a record called The Buckets, a song of the True Divided Highway, which you might can find somewhere, and it's very worth buying because it's 10 songs or all 10s. Ray sent me some songs a few years ago. As far as I know, these songs are not on any record anywhere. But he's a friend of mine, sent me some music. I'm going to take the liberty of playing one just because I want to give this guy and his band and his songwriting skills some exposure because, again, he's one of my favorite songwriters of all time. This is a song called Anything You Said. It's not on the record as far as I know. It's The Buckets, San Francisco's greatest all-time alternative country band. It's probably now defunct. But here is some good alternative country music here on the Rancho Cast. The Buckets, Doing Anything You Said. Well, I'll tell you what, we played some Guadalcanal Diary that I found after much looking around. Let's go back to that same era and play another band I listened to back in the mid-80s, Love Tractor, off their 1986 record, This Ain't No Outer Space Ship. From 1986, another band from that era, Love Tractor, doing Nightclub Scene here on the somewhat vinyl, somewhat retro, somewhat country, somewhat alternative rock. We're going to play a little bit of blues later on, but this is Love Tractor here on the Rancho Cast. ¶¶ Well, I tell you what, this is kind of turning into a partial new wave edition. So let's stay with that vibe. Play one for our friends across the big pond. English Beat from 1982 Special Beat Service. End of the Party. This is a song that really takes me back to college. And you know, you talk about songs that remind you of certain times in your life. And I have a particular vision of this song. And it was at a party, interestingly enough. And I guess this might have been the, I don't remember this being a single. Maybe it was a B-side of a single. I don't remember. But I know this was on a jukebox at a place I used to hang out, and I used to play this song a lot. And it brings back some good memories from the good old days. I hear my boy Luke screaming in the background. If you can hear that, that's a sound of a screaming psycho baby. But anyhow, this is End of the Party, the English Beat, here on the what partial vinyl, partial new wave edition of the Rancho Cast.
Come the feeling that it's always just started. Pull back your cover, I could love you for all time. But do it now, you know there's never a next time. The bees are busy, now there's gold on the hill. The branches waving, but our hearts are wrapped up inside. And then you leave me, so I stop missing you a lot. No argument on do I love you or not. No argument, you have the love that I see as mine. Pull back your cover, I could love you for all time. But do it now, you know there's never the next time.
You know, I like the blues. Anybody who listens to the Rancho Cast knows that. And one of my favorite subgenre of blues are the North Mississippi blues, the R.L. Burnside, Junior Kimbrough, A.C. Payton. Here's a song by a guy named Scott Dunbar. Scott Dunbar was born in 1904 in Deer Park Plantation, Mississippi. And they say he never traveled more than 100 miles from where he was born. He was a fishing guide by profession, played music sort of as a hobby on the side. But boy, he sure could pick and sing. This is an excellent version of That's All Right, Mama by one of the true blues masters, Scott Dunbar, wrapping up this September 22nd, 2006 edition of the Newsom.org Rancho Cast. You know, that's one of those songs that I could play over and over and over 100 times in a row. And every time I hear it, it just sounds fresh and new and awesome and wonderful. And boy, what a talent. There's so much talent that came and went in Mississippi back in the 30s, 40s, 50s, even 60s and 70s that most people never heard of. It blows my mind. That's a good song. Well, that'll do it for this edition. Let me say a couple things real quick. First of all, thanks for listening. Please tell your friends about us. I say it every week only because I mean it so desperately. We got some listeners, and we're growing. But I tell you what, boy, it's hard to grow a podcast. Fred Wilson quit podcasting this past week because he said it was too hard. It is too hard. I'm not sure why I do it. I guess because I love the music, and I keep figuring if I keep doing it, if I build it, they'll come. And they're coming kind of, but They're not beating the proverbial door down here to subscribe to the Rancho Cast. So if you like what we're doing, please tell your friends about us. If everybody got one person to subscribe, that would help. Quick word about the music. I'm a longtime musician and songwriter. I'm not trying to steal music from anybody. These are low bitrate MP3s. My goal here is to give exposure to some music that you don't hear every day. Go out and if you can find these records, go buy them from Amazon.com, your favorite bricks and mortar retailer. Support these artists. It's good stuff. This is Kent Newsom saying thanks for listening to the Rancho Cast, and we'll be back with another Rancho Cast next week. Adios.